When I was a little girl, my father grew a lemon tree from a seed. You know, I told you, I grew up in Poland, and when I was young, we had a food crisis. So we could get lemons maybe 3 or 4 times per year. So one year, my father took a seed from such a precious fruit and planted it in a pot. I hoped we could grow our own lemons. For those of you who have gardens and the slightest knowledge about gardening, whatever I will say now, probably it will sound very funny to you. But my father wasn't a gardener, neither was I. So he took a pot and some soil, and we put a seed into it. We put the pot on a south-facing windowsill and watered it regularly. I remember checking on it every day until one day a tiny shoot appeared. And it grew bigger and stronger, and the leaves were green and shiny. It was a beautiful plant. And we kept waiting and waiting, and we were watering it. But unfortunately, this beautiful tiny tree never gave us any fruit. This tree never fulfilled its purpose. It never bore any fruit. Today's reading from John 15 is the last of the great I am sayings of Jesus found in John's Gospel. I am the light, I am the bread, I am the resurrection and the life. Today we heard that Jesus said to his followers, I am the true vine. It is fascinating that Jesus, knowing what is about to happen, namely that he will be betrayed, that he will suffer and die, yet he was still concerned with the children of God. So shortly before he's going to leave the earth, he is giving his last instructions to his disciples. So let's have a closer look at this amazing paragraph. In John 15, Jesus calls himself the true vine. And his Father, our God, the gardener. Jesus said that God cuts off every branch that bears no fruit. My father wasn't a gardener. He didn't know about the importance of pruning. And was the lack of pruning the reason for no fruit on our tree? Maybe. And perhaps a few other issues we didn't know about. By now, I have learned that a good gardener knows what to do. And one of the jobs to help a plant to bear fruit is to prune it. I also remember one year I went to Hvar, which is an island off the coast of Croatia. My friend took me around the island to show me its beauty. When we arrived at one of the vineyards, he pointed towards a small vineyard and said that the owner of this vineyard produces the best wine on the island. My friend was smiling at the thought of the delicious wine being produced there. However, all that I could see was a harshly pruned garden with row after row of naked stems. And as I wandered around the island, I noticed a few other vineyards. These plants grew in similar condition. They grew more or less in the same kind of soil. They were exposed to the same amount of sunshine and rain. But apparently, that one gardener knew the trick. He must have known the best way to prune. He recognized that pruning was the most important task for maintaining the fruitfulness of the vine. He knew that to prune the weak branches will strengthen the vine. He knew exactly how to take care of his vine. He knew exactly what to do, and this knowledge helped the farmer to produce the best wine on Hvar. And everyone on that island recognized it. I have often heard sermons and talks about the necessity of pruning in a Christian's life. And I am sure many of you have such talks as well. Very often we encourage each other with these words. We say that Christians need to go through different experiences, sometimes through difficult times, pain, sickness, grief, in order to bear the best fruit. I am not sure if I agree with that theology, so tonight I want to focus not on pruning, but on what we read in verse 4. Remain in me, as I also remain in you. No branch can bear fruit by itself. It must remain in the vine. Neither can you bear fruit unless you remain in me. I am the vine. You are the branches. If you remain in me and I in you, you will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. How often have you thought that as a Christian you should do this or that? That you have to be good. That you have to be an example, and we have to help others and be active. You know the drill. I am sure you know what I'm talking about. And often we live our lives as if we, the branches, are the most important parts of the vine. We want to bear a lot of fruit, and we work hard to do that. We are involved in so many church events and activities. And we compare ourselves with others with pride that we bear the best fruit. So often, we put focus on ourselves. But they are not the branches that by themselves bear the fruit. In order to bear fruit, we need to be connected to the vine. We need to be connected to the source of life. Do you know what I mean? If not, I have a good example for you. It is not a mediator, right? But I have the German stuff. So we pretend this is just the regular socket. So this is our energy. This is our source of energy. And maybe you saw examples like this, so I'm sorry for if I confuse you. And this is the branch, or this is us, if you prefer. Oops, if you prefer the English ending. So this is our plug, and this is our socket. If this is us, and we think, "Oh, I am a Christian, right? And I am very close to Jesus," doesn't give us any light. The bulb is not. I think I have kind of faith, so I am really very, very close to the socket. Still nothing. You could be so close, really so close, and I don't know the physics about it, but the molecules are not jumping just because we are close. We have to be plugged in. We have to be connected. Sorry. We have to be connected with the source, otherwise all the physics is just not working. We have to be plugged in, we have to be connected with the vine in order to bring fruit. So to bear the fruit, we need the connection to the vine, to be connected to Christ. And Christ is the vine, and disciples are the branches, and God is the gardener. And God is the best gardener who knows what we need to bear fruit. My father tried very hard to grow a fruitful tree, but he wasn't a gardener. He didn't know what was necessary to take proper care of the plant. But our God is very knowledgeable, the best gardener we can get. Our God takes care of the branches. Our God sees the damaged, the broken or bruised branches. He sees the branches that have been damaged by storms of life. And he sees the branches that have been damaged by frostbites. Our gardener knows what to do and how to take care of his bruised and broken children. I am reminded of the passage from Isaiah 42, verse 3. A bruised reed he will not break, and a smoldering wick he will not snuff out. And I think the Message translation is really good in this moment. He won't brush aside the bruised and the hard, and he won't disregard the small and insignificant. This is our God, our gardener. He tenderly cares and strengthens our physical, moral, and spiritual weaknesses. Dear brothers and sisters, this vine allegory is such a good illustration. It shows us the importance of our dependence on Christ. We are helpless without Jesus. And if I think about it, why? Because the burden of bearing the fruit is not a burden anymore. In Philippians chapter 1, verse 6, we read very encouraging words. And so I am sure that God, who began this good work in you, will carry it on until it is finished on the day of Christ Jesus. From it we learn that it is not about me, about what I have to do, what I am able to do. It is about us simply making ourselves available to God's power. And it is about God helping me, helping you to bear the fruit. It is not about my own strength, and it is not about your own strength. He, our God, our Heavenly Father, he is the stem and the root, the source of all our power. He, our God, is the one who nurtures me, who nurtures you. He has given us everything we need in order to bring fruit through Jesus Christ. And again, it is not about my effort or about showing off so people can see how good I am, how strong I am. In Croatia, the people from the village enjoyed the good wine, but they praised the gardener for his skills, for his devotion to his vineyard. They looked at him with respect because they recognized how much effort he put in his work in order to turn his plants into the best vines, which will produce the best wine in the region. This paragraph in John 15 emphasizes that the followers of Christ need to stay in a close relationship to Jesus. Bearing fruit will bring glory to the Father, and at the same time will show that we are disciples of Jesus. How can we do that? How we can stay close to God? How we can remain in him? How do you abide in the vine? What does it mean to you to stay connected to Christ? And I wanted in this moment have the break and talk to each other, but you talked already. Nature, to recognize God in the nature. And some will say maybe the sacraments, fellowship. They are probably, and I will agree with you, they are different ways to connect with God. But because I am by the mic, so I will say my opinion on it, right? But it's just my opinion. And this would be my final thought. I believe that the best way to be connected with Christ, with the vine, is to be connected through prayers. Because I believe that prayer is just a conversation, isn't it? And think about someone you feel especially connected, very well connected with. So maybe it is your best friend, or your parent, or your child, or your wife, or your husband. What do you do to feel that special connection? Do things together? Do you laugh together? Share tears? And have a good conversation? I believe that to have a close relationship to God, to Jesus, with the Holy Spirit, means to have a very good conversation with. And it means to have a time of talking and listening. And this time of conversation we call a prayer. We often talk to God. I have no doubts about it. But I think that sometimes our prayer, and certainly my prayers, look like a list addressed to Santa Claus. Oh, I need this and I need that. Oh, please take care of this and please take care of that. And I'm not saying that this is bad. Based on a good conversation. And a good conversation means a dialogue, talking and listening. To be connected to the vine means to take time to slow down, to sit down, to quieten our thoughts, and to start to listen. As the Bible reminds us, God's voice can be the still, small voice, a whisper. You know, I just told you I am not a gardener, but I like to hear what people say about their own gardens, how they take care of their plants, how carefully they look after them. They know what to do and how to do it. They know exactly what their plants need. They know the branches they are in need, the broken, the weak, those that are not able to restore themselves. They need to be strengthened by the vine, and they will be restored by Jesus, no matter how bad the damage is. God knows our needs. God knows our strengths and our weaknesses. Religion wants you to do, but God wants you to abide in him. Be still and know that I am God, as we sing in one of our hymns. Relax and let God do the work. We are human beings, not human doings. God knows what kind of fruit we can bear. He knows what we are capable of. All what he asks us to do is to remain in him. So let's hold to the vine. Let's hold to Jesus and his restoring power. Let's hold to Jesus who enables us to bear the fruit. So hopefully now, encouraged through the word, let us spend a few minutes in silence, listening to God's word whisper.